Sagt der Mishnah weiter, Masechtes Idyas Peri Gimel Mishnah Hey. Did you ever see a slingshot? You know what a Lashon Kodesh word for a slingshot would be? Kela. There are all kinds of slingshots. Kaf HaKela. That was like a huge stone that they put into a big slingshot, like a big boulder they put into this tremendous slingshot, and that was their missiles in those days. Maybe not as dangerous as a bomb, but a big boulder flies through your roof. That wasn't too batamt, too geschmack either. But the Mishnah is not talking about such a big slingshot. The Mishnah is talking about a smaller one, the kind that David HaMelech had, where he threw the stones at Goliath. So the way this slingshot is put together, there's a cloth or a leather holder that holds the stone. There's two strings that are attached to it. One string has a loop at its end, and the other has like a handle. And the person using the slingshot places one finger in the loop and holds the handle with his other fingers. Now, the finger in the loop is the main thing of it, because that's how he swings it around. The slingshot goes round, round, faster, 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 until he releases the handle and the stone goes flying toward his target. And the experienced slingshot user twirls the stone toward the target and he lets go of the handle just at the right moment, and the stone flies out with the force. Now, a woven baguette that's made for a purpose could be makabel tumah even if it's very small. On the other hand, leather, skins, cannot be makabel tumah if it's less than 5 by 5 tefachim, unless it's made to be makabel something. So this slingshot that's made to throw stones, the cloth in the middle is designed to hug the stone. See, the last thing you want is as you're swinging this around that the stone goes flying up into the air and lands on your head. It has to hold it until the point that you release it. So Zakta Mishnah HaKela, this slingshot, Shebeis Kibul Shala, the middle part that holds the stone, Arak, is woven. It's woven out of wool or linen. Tameya, because it's Roy Lekabel Tumah, it's like any other baguette. Vishel Ar, but if the part that holds the stone is made out of skin, out of hide, Rabbi Doisa ben Arkinas mitahir. Rabbi Doisa ben Arkinas says it's tahar, because it doesn't have the minimum 5 by 5 tefachim. And Rabbi Doisa ben Arkinas does not call this a keli that's fit to be makabel things. What do you mean? I just explained to you that the cloth is made to hold the stone. Says Rabbi Doisa ben Arkinas, it's not made to keep the stone inside. It's made to hold the stone so that it stays there until you release it. But it's not a keli on a shelf that's made to keep things inside. The Chachamim say no. The fact that it's made to hold the keli until you're ready to release it, it has to hug the stone so it doesn't fly out too early. That's also called a keli that's made to be makabel something. Vaiter says the Mishnah, Nifsak Beis Ezba Shalah. Beis Ezba is the loop where the person places his finger. It broke, it split. Now, without this place to put your finger in, the slingshot doesn't work. Therefore, tahoira. This slingshot is not going to be makabel tumah. It's useless. It's broken. Even if it was tummy from before, now it's tar. There's no place to put your finger in it. You can't swing it around. But beis hapikiyah shalah, if the handle part broke, so maybe a little bit more hard to maneuver, but as long as you can get your finger into the loop and swing it around, it's still going to work. You can still send this stone flying. So therefore, if the beis hapikiyah, if the handle part broke, to me it's tummy. Some say, because even if the handle is broken, you can still hold on to it, provided that there's at least a tefach of it left. And some say it's so easily fixable that we don't consider this broken. Okay, so we have a slingshot that's made up of a centerpiece. It's either cloth or skin that's made to hug the stone in place. Then there's like two strings coming out of it or two little sticks coming out of it. On one side, there's a place to put your finger in. And the other side is like a handle. Putting your finger in is the key, because that allows you to spin it with a lot of force. So, if the middle part that the stone goes into is woven, it's roy to become tameh, like any baguette that's woven. If it's made out of skin, Rabbi Doisa ben Akina says it's tahar, because it doesn't have the 5 by 5 tefachim, and it's also not considered a keli that could be a mekabel. You put the stone in to stay in place. So that's to keep it in place so it can fly out. It's not made to keep there. But the Chachamim say, no, that's called a clay kibble. For right now, as it's swinging around, it's made to keep it in place. The key to swing this around is your finger loop. If that snapped, it's tar. Then the sling is useless. But if the other side, the handle breaks, you can still maneuver it. And therefore, it would still be tummy. That means it would receive tumah, and if it was tummy from beforehand, it stays tummy.